Lecture 42, The Concert Overture, Part 2.
Welcome back to How to Listen to and Understand Great Music. This is Lecture 42, and it is a continuation of a discussion begun in Lecture 41, these two lectures together being entitled The Concert Overture. We have been investigating the instrumental program music of the later 19th century, and we're looking specifically now at the Overture Fantasy to Romeo and Juliet by Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. This piece is an example of what we call a concert or symphonic overture. This is a single movement bit of program music, that is a piece of music based on some literary story or model, that nevertheless is still structured along the lines of sonata allegro form. Now, why are we studying a concert overture and not a tone or symphonic poem? The reasons, again, a concert overture will be clearer both expressively and formally due to the sonata form structure that the composer will adhere to some degree. And that's why we are examining these concert overtures, one in this lecture and indeed one in Lecture 44. Now, before we go on, I want to talk about this aspect of classical era form in late 19th century Romantic music. When we began our episodes on Romantic music, I talked about the fact that it's difficult to talk about a real revolutionary break. Indeed, it's impossible to talk about a revolutionary break between classicism and Romanticism, that this was a continuation, an evolutionary development that had more to do with expressive content than with really changing the language. I want to bring that conversation back for a moment. As we move through the 19th century, many composers are happy to stick with the classical era forms of rondo and scherzo, at least Beethoven's version of minuet and trio, sonata allegro form, and so forth. Brahms, for example. We read in our program books and in our program notes before a concert that Brahms was a classicist. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that Brahms wrote faux Haydn, ersatz, Mozart-like music? No. Brahms' melodic music, Brahms' harmonic material, sounds very much of the late 19th century, filled with the expressive schmerz, which was his cultural birthright. But Brahms believed in the enduring quality of the classical era forms. So Brahms couches his late 19th century melodic and harmonic language within the structures of classicism. That's why we call Brahms a classicist, not because he hearkened back to an earlier time, but because he stuck with the classical era forms, almost exclusively, I would tell you. Brahms never wrote a single piece of program music in his life, and in this way, he is almost unique as a late 19th century composer. Composers like Tchaikovsky were classicists or romantics, depending on the piece. Tchaikovsky wrote many sonata form movements, but he also wrote many adventurous, romantic, pictorial, programmatic pieces. So many, if not most, composers cross the line constantly between classical era form in one piece and more romantic program-inspired compositions on the other. We read about the confrontation between the Wagnerites and the Brahmsians in the late 19th century, you know, this great tempest between composers either of the music of the future based on literature or the music of the past based on the classical era forms. But I would tell you it was a tempest in a teapot. Brahms and Wagner really did not spend their life hurling barbs at each other. They were too busy composing. And there was a degree of respect between these two composers, but their followers needed to differentiate between each other. We are Wagnerites. We believe in the literary message of music. We are Brahmsians. We believe that program music is the refuge of the musical scoundrel and that one should couch one's ideas in the absolute and abstract structures perfected during the classical era. Let us understand then that concert overture is for me a perfect combination of two things. A perfect combination of the clarity afforded by sonata form, yet the pictorial and programmatic content afforded by the romantic impulse of the mid and late 19th century. Back then, please, to Tchaikovsky's Overture Fantasy to Romeo and Juliet of 1869. We begin at the beginning, at the very beginning of the introduction.